Now I got an email from one of our fine listeners. Morning, Doc. Earlier this week, I believe on Wednesday, you mentioned that you had to go for a colonoscopy. Yes, that is true. Going next week.
Sucker.
I remember quite a while back. What? No, it's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I remember you didn't like it too much.
Are you kidding me? It's the worst thing in the world. Worst experience I've ever gone through.
Okay.
he's got no comeback for it.
I'm actually going through it. So
and
when I hear
to
that,
help
that's
you
no
out
good.
Here. Get out of it if you can.
All right. Well, hold on a second. Let me finish this email.
Okay. All right.
A while back, I was supposed to go for one, and I heard Randall talk about what he went through. It had to be the funniest thing that I ever heard. But because of that, I canceled my appointment.
Oh, great.
Great.
Oh, good public service there, Randall.
Since then, I have spoken to many friends who have had them, and they say the worst part was the fasting and the evacuating of the waste the day before. I did the PSA test, local test, blah, blah, blah. What's he going to get
here?
I'm
in trouble.
I have scheduled my colonoscopy because it's the right thing to do. So I'm going to say, yes, it is. And I'm with you, man. I'm going to get mine as well. Okay. And I'm not going to go on and on about how horrifying it is and how,
well, because you're so brave.
I picture this fire hose with a big camera on the end going up my ass.
Yeah.
And it
doesn't hurt at all.
No,
I
can't.
Lovely, pleasant feeling.
Yes. But I've asked them to put me out for a month. he also requests, he says, is there any way you could play the actual rant that Randall did about his colonoscopy? And I think we can go back there.
Last year.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Let's do it. Here it is.
Let's clear something up here. Those of you saying colonoscopies are no big deal, well, you're lying. Or you've never had one. Or you're in the late stages of dementia. A colonoscopy is a sick form of punishment. It's torture. Worse than listening to Celine Dion. Worse than being a Leafs fan. Worse than giving birth. Whose idea was it anyway? That's what I'd like to know. Someone came up with this idea to put a camera on a garden hose and shove it up your ass. And some yes man actually said, yes, boss, good idea. And in the torture chamber, they have all these TV screens like you're in a sports bar. So you got your bare ass in the face of complete strangers. They seriously think you might be interested in watching your procedure on TV. No, it's okay, thanks. I'll just lie here and enjoy the experience. The day before, it's just as bad. Bad enough you can't eat. Bad enough Doc and Woody bring in these delicious Hindenburgers. Don't worry, boys, I'll get you back. Anyway, they make you drink this, I don't know what it is, cat urine. I'd rather drink stale beer full of cigarette butts or transmission fluid. This stuff. Another brilliant idea. Let's give these suckers liquid firecrackers. Are you okay in there? My wife asked through the bathroom door. I swear I hear her chuckle. Oh, yeah, having the time of my life. I was actually trying to watch the Kings hockey game. I missed the first four goals because guess what? I was in the can. My girl thought it was funny. Me sprinting back and forth, me in obvious discomfort, me like the dogs staring at their food. No, you can't have any, they say, with great delight. But it's over. Longest 2 days of my life, and I'm alive. And want to know something? I learned something during this most unforgettable experience. One of life's most valuable lessons. And don't laugh. The lesson is this. Never trust a fart. I'm Randall Moore.
Okay. So there it is by request. And we're glad that you're going to go get your colonoscopy.
Cat urine, huh?
Yeah.
Doc and Woody, every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9, Shea 106.